Greetings and welcome to Average Joe's Fantasy. I'm your host, Steve Nordyke, and we are about 4 minutes away from the first ever Average Joe's listener draft. Pretty excited to say that we got it filled up. Myself, I am picking seventh, which I hate. The Puma, who is not here, he is picking second. And that's a position that I'd much rather have than seventh. Seventh kind of sucks. Before I start talking about seventh, let me just remind everybody of my email, avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. Send me any questions you have, any concerns, if you want some draft advice, anything like that, let me know. I'm also here drafting, not in my car today, but from home in the basement with my dog. So if you hear any snorting or heavy breathing, it's most likely him. So, picking seventh, the reason I don't like it is because you're generally picking at the top of a tier or missing out on a tier completely. So in the first round here at seventh, I'm probably going to be choosing from Barkley, Hunt, Kamara. Those are three running backs, Fournette, receivers, Odell, Julio. Any of those guys will work for me. I don't really care who I get. I'll take any one of them. I'm not really so high on Julio. But Odell, I would take 10th if I was picking 10th. So picking 7th, I'm taking the first one out of that group. And that kind of sucks. Because I'm not going to get any extra value. I mean, none of the top four running backs are going to fall that far. Antonio Brown's not going to fall to 7th. So I'm just missing out on any kind of value potentially coming from the top. And on the way back, I'll probably be too late to get any of those guys that do drop. I mean, somebody like Fournette could go 10th, 11th, 12th. Gordon could go, you know, 10th, 11th, 12th. Barkley will be gone by then. Hunt will be gone by then. Both receivers will be gone by then. So really, I'll be picking from like Keenan Allen, Davante Adams. Who else are we looking at? McKinnon, McCaffrey. It's just too early for those guys. Michael Thomas. It's just too early for those guys. So I'm taking, again, at the top of another tier. It's just not a place that I want to be. I mean, any draft that I'm in, I'm looking for value. I'm looking for players that slide. And being seventh, you're just not going to get any of them. So it's a really bad spot for me. I'm sure the listeners in the league love it. The fact that I'm seventh and then I have the worst spot in the draft. So I don't anticipate getting any kind of value coming through any of these rounds. And everybody in the league here knows me. So they know who I like. They know what I'm planning, more or less. And I don't know anybody. I know the Puma's picking second, so he'll probably go, I mean, obviously with either Gurley, Bell, or Elliott. I mean, I would go either Bell or Gurley, whoever's still there at two. He may surprise and go with Elliott, who knows. I mean, it just depends on what he likes, what he fancies, really. Then he'll get some value with his next pick, because he'll get the bottom of that tier I just mentioned. He'll be able to choose from whoever's left from McKinnon, McCaffrey, Michael Thomas, Davante Adams. Adam Thielen will be down there. He'll have the opportunity to get Gronk or Kelsey, which I won't probably have. Maybe my third pick. My third pick would be really fortunate to get Kelsey to last that long. I doubt it. I think he'll be gone between my second and third. So I'll probably miss out on all the top tight ends. Ertz might be there, but I'm not going to go with Ertz. I'd rather hold off and get, you know, Jimmy Graham or Engram later. Hopefully I can get one of them guys. I'm not looking for a quarterback early. I've mentioned that every draft. But we'll see what happens. We'll see if I can get somebody down there in the sixth round to see if Deshaun Watson or Russell Wilson can last that long. And I like taking receivers from the second tier. I like getting Thielen, Davante Adams. I like those guys if I can get them for value. I don't like taking them, you know, 7, 8, 10 picks early out of need. I just don't think there's not a lot of value there. Later in the draft, you can get some good receivers, like decent receivers. There's a whole bunch of them, like 20 of them. They're all the same. So I'd much rather take an elite receiver early like Beckham or Brown. I've mentioned that in some of the drafts earlier. Anyways, here we go. First annual Average Joe's draft is underway. Todd Gurley was the first pick. And let's see. Let me just see who the teams are here. So we got, where's it at here? All right, hold on a second. We got Roscoe. We got Puma. We got Roy. We got Hunter. We got Adam. We got Triple X. Not sure who that listener is. We got me. We got Rhonda. We got Phil. And we got Al. Thanks, everybody, for making it. I'm glad you all could sign up. And let's make it a great draft. Let's say who's gone so far. We've already had a surprise. So Le'Veon Bell went 1. Todd Gurley 2. Antonio Brown 3. David Johnson 4. Now, that's good for whoever's picking 4 or 5. Because now they're going to... No, whoever's picking 5 is going to get Elliott. So, yippee for them, guys. I'm not getting anybody. So, Elliott went 5. And I'm still going to be picking the top of this tier, which I hate. And Alvin Kamara just went. So, now I'm up against it. Now, do I take Hunt or do I take Barkley? That is the question. I'm not taking DeAndre Hopkins. Man. I think I might just take Barkley here. Yeah, I'm taking Barkley. I really suspect the Giants to be better. I don't think they're a juggernaut by any means, but I think they could have a decent offense. They have some nice skill players. Their offensive line is not great, but they should be competent. I think with Barkley back there, it'll open up things for Eli. So I expect the receivers to do better this year. I expect Eli to be better this year. I expect Evan Engram to have a really nice year. So I took Barkley, then Rhonda took DeAndre, Phil took Melvin Gordon, 10th went Kareem Hunt, which is why I love 10th. I could have taken him at 7th, now he goes 10th. So Al's got Kareem Hunt, and he'll have back-to-back. If I were him, I'd take Kareem Hunt and Beckham, or Kareem Hunt and Fournette. He took Kareem Hunt and Julio. That 10th is such a great spot to be, it really is. If you're not picking, I mean, I love the back-to-back picks. I think you can just destroy the draft when you have back-to-back picks or one-off picks like 9th and 11th. You can really plan ahead and kind of anticipate what's going on. You know, you can anticipate the guys picking around you. If you're picking 9th or 8th, you can see who's after you to see what they need. I mean, if they all have a tight end, there's no reason to take a tight end. Okay, so Julio went beginning of round 2. Dalvin Cook, Odell Beckham. So I can have Fournette and do back-to-back running backs. That's not too bad. That's what we're going to do. So one guy did fall to me. Dalvin Cook got taken a little bit early. So Fournette is really the last guy with a first-round grade that I have. He falls to me. I don't have a first-round grade on Fournette, on Cook. But I do on Fournette. So now, Barkley and Fournette. I love it. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. Pretty good pick right there. Yeah, that's solid. So even though 7th sucks, I'm pretty pleased the way it worked out. I got 2 of those guys out of that tier. I got the top one out of the tier, and I got the bottom one out of the tier. Because Kamara usually goes 6, so he's usually not there at 7. Unless someone goes DeAndre Hopkins early. But generally it's Kamara. And then that whole pile of guys. Cam Newton just got picked, which is really interesting. I don't know what happened there. If he got auto-picked or what, that's the worst pick I've ever seen. That is even worse than when I saw Deshaun Watson go number 1. Cam Newton 15 by Triple X. We might have a league destroyer in here. That's pretty bad. Wow. So Cam Newton went 15th. Michael Thomas 16th. Keenan Allen 17th. It's like I'm saying, you know, anybody, Dalvin Cook, Dalvin, Thomas, and Allen, they could all go anywhere from 10 to 20th. Anywhere in that vicinity. So picking later in round 2 really helps because you're going to have the opportunity to get whoever's left. You know, and you can plan ahead for that. When you're picking in the first round, you're anticipating one of those guys falling. So if you think it'll be a receiver, take a running back. If you think it'll be a running back, you take a receiver. Understand what I'm getting at here? So hopefully that kind of is clear enough because it doesn't seem clear to me even though I explained it to you. So it is Roy's turn. Roy's on the clock. But really, there's first-round guys, there's second-round guys, there's third-round guys, and there's guys that kind of intermingle between the rounds. The last first-round guy was Fournette. Dalvin Cook's definitely a second round guy. And here we go. We have AJ Green just went after Keenan, LeSean McCoy, and Marshawn Lynch. Wow. That's interesting. And then Adam Thielen on back-to-back. So Lynch and Adam Thielen. The Lynch pick is horrific. The Thielen pick is solid. He's there. And then Devonta Freeman went. So Puma took LeSean McCoy and Devonta Freeman. He got helped out a lot by this idiot taking Lynch. Should I say idiot? I probably shouldn't say idiot. By this dedicated listener picking Lynch. Sorry if I hurt your feelings, Roscoe. But that was a pretty horrible pick. Roy just took Tyreek. Devonta Adams just went. Devonta Adams is a great pick in round three. I mean, he can go anywhere from the beginning of round two to the end of round two. Getting him in the beginning of round three is outstanding. That is a really, really great pick. And it helps when you have guys who shouldn't be taken early get taken early. Doug Baldwin just went. He's a solid round three guy. I'm up next, and I'm taking Gronk if he's there. I'll tell you that right now. I mean, I don't have any receivers yet, but I'm all over Gronk if he doesn't get taken right now. I don't have any team beginning of round three or, you know, heading into round three is a great time for him. He goes in the second round in most of these drafts. His average pick is 20. It's 26 right now. So I'm hoping Gronk makes it. If he doesn't make it, I'm going to be just gutted. But this is the kind of value that I'm talking about. A couple guys make questionable picks, and it leads to some of these players falling. Gronk has fallen. Anybody? Nope. Okay. So Gronk has fallen. Kelsey's still there. McKinnon. McCaffrey. McCaffrey just went. I think I'm taking Gronk. Now, if I take Gronk, what receivers are still available? Not a lot of good receivers left. I mean, Evans is there. I don't like him. Gordon's still there. I don't like him. Jeffrey's there. I think Jeffrey's a waste. So I'm going to hope for Diggs to come back. But we are taking, we are going to take the Gronkster right now. If I can get back to my little spot here. Gronk, you're on board, baby. Welcome to the team, 27th. Now I have 6 picks left, and I'm hoping to get Stephon Diggs. That would be a nice little 1-2 pick. So far, I really love my team. Mike Evans just went. I think Mike Evans was a bit of I think he's pretty good. He does drop a few too many balls. Kelsey just went. But without a real quarterback back there, I mean, there's no way Fitzpatrick can make Mike Evans a top, you know, 6 or 7 or 8 receiver. There's just no way. And then at the corner, at the turn, Jordan Howard and Aaron Rodgers went back-to-back. I don't like either of those picks. And then McKinnon just went. Oh, I would have loved to have McKinnon come back to me. I might have taken him. So McKinnon just went to the guy who took Kelsey. And then Zach Ertz. So I'm glad I took my tight end. I do have Kenyon Drake available. He's the number one player listed on my board, at least on Yahoo's board. But I need a receiver. You know, right now I got Barkley, Fournette, and Gronk. I am taking Stephon Diggs. I still have 40 seconds left for you to look at my list. Yeah, I think that's what it's going to have to be. Let's see. Stephon Diggs, you are on board, sir. Love the way it's working out so far. I mean, it helped that there's been a couple of questionable picks. And maybe some homers. You know, maybe some of these listeners are homers. Someone's a big Cam Newton fan, take Cam early. Someone's a big Marshawn fan, take Marshawn early. I don't understand. But it seems like in every draft, there's just something that's just bizarre. From like Deshaun Watson going number one overall to now this. There's a lot of strange happenings, you know, that can go on. Alshon Jeffrey, what happened to you after me? Jeffrey just went after me, which I think is a bad. I think Jeffrey's about done. You know, I'm not a big fan of Jeffrey at all. If he's there in like the 6th round, I'm on him, but maybe I'll be on him. I don't know. Kenyon Drake just went. Now let me start back at the top of the draft here. Just do a little recap. Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley to me, DeAndre Hopkins, Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt. Pretty standard first round. Gordon may have been a few picks early, but pretty standard. Julio Jones, Dalvin Cook, Odell, Leonard Fournette to me, Cam Newton, which was just absurd. I don't know what happened there. You have to explain yourself, Triple X. Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, A.J. Green, LeSean McCoy to the Puma, Marshawn Lynch. Roscoe's going to explain himself because that was awful. And then Adam Thielen, Devonta Freeman, Tyreek Hill, Davante Adams, Doug Baldwin, Christian McCaffrey, Rob Gronkowski, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, Jordan Howard, round out round three. Aaron Rodgers beginning round four, which is usually, I mean, usually he goes in round three, so that's a fair value for him, but I would still never take him or any quarterback that early. Had a McKinnon or Diggs. That's crazy. Anyways, Aaron Rodgers, McKinnon, Ertz, Stephon Diggs, Alshon Jeffrey, Kenyon Drake, Josh Gordon, and Tom Brady just went. Now, Josh Gordon is ranked pretty high, and everybody has him projected to put up some big numbers. If he's back and plays, you know, after full season, full training camp, ready to go. But I don't think he's going to do well. I've said it before. I just don't think that they have the quarterback back there that can stretch the field like Gordon needs. I think Jarvis Landry could do better than Gordon, and you pick him like seven rounds later. So I'm not on Gordon at all. I'm not trading for Gordon. Okay. Round four is done. Gordon, Tom Brady, Demaryius Thomas, Amari Cooper, and Derek Carr back-to-back. Derek Carr was pretty early because Derek Carr's been going really late. Derek Carr went ahead of Russell Wilson. I think Roscoe's just loading up on Raiders. Is that what he's doing? Yes, he is. Roscoe now has Lynch, Carr, and Cooper. All right, so we have a homer, which is great. I mean, Cooper was a great pick there. Carr usually goes undrafted, and Lynch usually goes to the bottom of the draft. So he's pushing people down there. Russell Wilson just went to round five to the Puma. Puma went to Demaryius Thomas, Russell Wilson. Solid pick, Russell Wilson. Deshaun Watson is still there, and if he's still there in four picks, I'm taking him. That's kind of what I'm hoping for. Even though I don't really, you know, I get caught in this dilemma every draft to where one of these top three or four quarterbacks fall down to round five or round six, and I just get all excited because there's not much left not as far as position players go, and I scoop up one of these quarterbacks, and then at the end of the draft, there's still really good quarterbacks left. I mean, Mariota's usually there. Derek Carr's usually there. Roethlisberger's late. So you have, there's options back there. And I really don't know why I would take a quarterback. Oh, he's gone now anyways. Sean Watson's got taken, so that ends that. But taking one now, I mean, you're passing up Juju. Juju just went. Allen Robinson, Cooks, Jones, T.Y. Hilton. Running backs, you have Derrick Henry, Collins, Ajayi, Geis, Rashad Penny. And it's going to be Rashad Penny's the guy I'm going to take here. I'm pretty sure I'm going to take Rashad Penny. Derrick Henry splitting time, not a fan. Alex Collins can't catch the ball, not a fan. Even though he could have some touchdowns, I don't think he's better than Penny. Ajayi, I don't know. He's kind of a wild card for me. He could have a really big year, or he could just completely putter out. Geis, he's going to have to split time with Chris Thompson. And Chris Thompson, if he's healthy, he's going to be amazing. Penny should be the go-to man. Same with Ronald Jones, who I do like. I'm taking Penny. Penny's on my team. So now we are loaded at running back. Barkley, Fournette, and Penny. Diggs, and we have Gronk, tight end. Holy cow. We're going to take a tight end. Geis just went after me. We're going to take Evan Engram, if he's still there on the way back, because he's my stud tight end in waiting. Actually, I don't need a tight end. I'm so used to not taking a tight end that this is where I usually take a tight end. Huh. That's funny. Anyways, he just got taken anyway. Let's see receivers. Fitzgerald, Allen Robinson will be the guy. If he's there in two picks, he just got taken. And every time I even mention a guy. Every time. So there's no receivers left for me now that are going to be suitable. Golden Tate, I don't like. Cooks, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about Cooks. I may just take another running back. I may take Ronald Jones a second. Or Ajayi. Do I take Ajayi? Have four running backs and just completely smash this league? Yeah, let's do it. I'm taking Ajayi. So now we have four running backs and one receiver and no quarterback. And I'm taking Ajayi to trade. I'm either going to trade Ajayi or I'm going to trade Penny. I mean, might even want to think about trading Fournette if I could get a deal for Antonio Brown. Because I'm obviously a little bit weak at receiver. If I could do Fournette and Ajayi should get the job done. Yeah, we'll see what happens. I mean, there's still some good running backs left. We still have Sony Michel, Tevin Coleman, who I like a lot, Royce Freeman, who I like a lot, Aaron Jones, I did like before he got suspended, Marlon Mack is still there, Burkhead could be solid, I'm not taking him, but he could be solid, Carlos Hyde, I'm not a huge fan of, Tarik Cohen, I do like a lot, Chris Thompson's a great pick late in the draft. I mean, he can run, he can catch the ball, he's electric in the field, he's like Cohen. guys like that are getting more and more play in these offenses. Sony Michel just got taken. What else do we have down here? Kerryon Johnson is down there. Jamal Williams. Go get Jamal Williams mid to late draft because he's going to be should be the starter. So if you have a chance to get him, scoop him up. He could entrench himself as that first go-to option and really have a huge year like I thought Aaron Jones was going to. So let's see what we got. Let's do a little recap and some picks here. Let's do beginning of round 5. Derek Carr, huge, crazy early. Russell Wilson to the Puma. Jimmy Graham, Joe Mixon, Deshaun Watson, Juju Smith-Schuster, Rashad Penny, Darius Geis, T.Y. Hilton, Evan Engram, and Larry Fitzgerald back-to-back. Solid picks for Al. Allen Robinson, I like that pick. Alex Collins, solid pick. Jay Ajayi, just for me to trade. Ronald Jones at second. Marvin Jones, Drew Brees, Sony Michel, Kyle Rudolph, Greg Olsen. And the Puma got Kyle Rudolph because he loves Kyle Rudolph. And he got Golden Tate because he loves Golden Tate. So the beginning of round 7, Brandon Cooks, Golden Tate. Cooks is a fine pick there. Golden Tate's a fine pick there. I'm probably going to be looking at Funchess on the way back. Yep. I'm looking at Funchess. Maybe Will Fuller. Pierre Garçon is on my list. Corey Davis is on my list. Jordy Nelson's on my list. Someone just picked up Aaron Jones. Roy did. Roy just had great picks, and all of a sudden just goes with Aaron Jones. Doesn't make any sense to me. Jamison Crowder is on my list. These are all the receivers that are all the same. There's a whole bunch of them. Devontae Parker is on my list. Who else is down here? Martavis Bryant on my list, like a last round pick maybe. Hey, you know what I'm going to do? Listeners, you know what I'm going to do for this the first time ever? In 2 picks, if Jacksonville's there, I'm taking them. I'll tell you that. I'm going to do that right now. I've never taken the defense this early, but there's just not a lot left. I mean, I could take another running back. I could take Freeman or Mack. But you know what? Why not take Jacksonville? I've never taken them. And if I take Jacksonville, I guarantee there's going to be a run on defenses. Let's try it. Let's try something different. They got a great defense. That's what we're going to do. Come on. One more pick. Let's see if we can see. Let's see if my curse can be broken. And it is. Jordan Reed just got taken. Now I'm taking Jacksonville. I like it. A little bit different for me here. Now, as far as running backs go, Derrick Henry's still there. Mark Ingram's still there. Deion Lewis is still there. Lamar Miller's still there. Those are the top 4 running backs that are on the board. Top guy that I have left is Tevin Coleman and Royce Freeman. And I might take one of them too. And just get one of these receivers later. Just a whole bunch of receivers. Unless Funchess is there, I might take Funchess on the way back. We'll see what happens. But I am pretty interested to see what happens with my defense pick here. Because they're going to start going pretty quick. I'm up in 3 picks. Let me read you round 7 here. Brandon Cooks, Golden Tate to the Puma, Aaron Jones, Delanie Walker, Trey Burton. Trey Burton could have a really nice year, by the way. Jordan Reed, Jacksonville defense. To me, Jimmy Garoppolo, Mark Ingram, Jarvis Landry, Derrick Henry, Kirk Cousins, and the Philadelphia defense. And now I am up. I may take Funchess. I am going to take Funchess. My other starting receiver is Devin Funchess. That's horrible. So we're going to need to try to make a trade somewhere. But at least we have somebody. In studio, my daughter Izzy. She is here. She's being very quiet right now. I don't anticipate her being quiet for long. So if you hear any screaming or shouts, it's most likely her. And out of love, not because she's being punished or under any kind of duress. Well, she's climbing on my back right now. I have 6 picks left. So let me read you round 8. Derrick Henry, Kirk Cousins, Philadelphia defense, Devin Funchess to me, Carson Wentz, Lamar Miller, Minnesota, Steven Gostkowski, the Rams defense, and Duke Johnson. The Puma got the Rams defense. And let's see after that. We got Phillip Rivers, beginning of round 9, Jordy Nelson. The Puma took Jordy Nelson from me, because that's what he does. Takes my players. I think he wouldn't be happy if he didn't. So I'm probably going to take a running back again in 4 picks. I mean, they're just all still there. And if they're there, I'm going to take them. There's some solid ones left. I mean, if one of these late running backs emerge, this is what I've been talking about pretty much since the beginning of the football season here. These running backs, Coleman, Freeman, Mack, all have tremendous upside. You're taking them down here in the, what round is this? This is the ninth round. If they start and do well, they're first round guys. I mean, they could put up major numbers. Maybe not for you, maybe for the guy you trade them to. You know what I mean? I mean, if they come out of the gate and just, you know, 100 yards, 2 touchdowns, and they show like they're the man, now they have immense value. Coleman just went, I'm next, and I got Freeman and Mack to choose from. I'm taking Mack. You know, Indianapolis has got some other running back, I forgot his name, that could be decent. But I think he has a big upside in that offense. They obviously like him. It's either him or Freeman to take. I'm going to take Mack. And I'm next. Or should I take Tarik Cohen? Well, Tarik Cohen's also still there. Maybe on the way back. I'm just going to load up on these running backs and hope to flip them for a receiver. That's the goal. So we'll see what happens. One more pick left. So far, I like what the Puma's done with his team. I think he's made some solid picks. He has done a great job of taking the guys that I like. So that'll make him happy to hear that. Devontae Parker just went. So I will be taking Marlon Mack or Freeman. I'll be taking Marlon Mack to really load up on my running back roster here. Let me read off my team. I have no quarterback. I have Stephon Diggs, Devin Funchess, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, Gronkowski, Penny at the flex, Jacksonville defense, Jay Ajayi, and Marlon Mack. Tucker just went. Probably should have taken Tucker. Really gone against everything I believe in. What quarterbacks are left? I mean, Goff is there. Roethlisberger, Mahomes, Keenum, Mariota. Maybe I'll just go with Mariota, the one I always talk about. And three picks, I'm going to try to go for Freeman. If he's still there, why not? Load up on these running backs, trade for some receivers. We can do that. Deion Lewis just went. And there's still Bryant, Corey Davis, Garcon, Will Fuller. Maybe I'll go Will Fuller. I haven't decided. But really, the upside of Freeman is way more than Fuller. I mean, Fuller is going to split time with DeAndre Hopkins. He's going to be the number two guy, whereas Freeman could be the number one guy. I'm taking Freeman. Freeman is on the team. So all these guys on my bench, Ajayi, Mack, Freeman, all could be the number one guy. They're not going to split carries. And if they do split carries, I'm going to drop them. But I'm not picking them to be my number one, you know, running back. I'm picking them as like a, down here is a, you know, a lottery ticket, you could say. But really, I mean, Freeman's got to beat out Booker, who's always been crappy. Mack should be the guy in Indianapolis, and Ajayi should be the guy in Philly. I mean, Philly's got Clement, you know, whatever. He's all right. But Ajayi should get at least 20 touches a game. And if he does, he's going to produce. But now I'm looking for a receiver on the way back. Probably not going to take a quarterback. I mean, Goff is there. Roethlisberger's there. Stafford, I'm not a huge fan of Stafford. He's not going to get better. And Stafford has already hit his ceiling. We've seen the best of Stafford is, and it's not the best quarterback in the league. His ceiling is not the best quarterback in the league. Goff could be the best quarterback in the league. Roethlisberger is also, his ceiling is not the best quarterback in the league, but he's got a pretty high floor. I liked, you know, as a quarterback, man, I need a starter. You know, I'm not looking at a backup, so I do need someone that has a high floor. But I'm just not going to go with Stafford. I'm just not a big fan. And I'm not going to go with the quarterback probably until the last round. So we'll see what happens. But I'm up at four picks. Let me go over the last couple rounds here. Where are we at? Let's go around nine. Phillip Rivers, Jordy Nelson, Tevin Coleman, Greg Zuerlein, Robert Woods, Devontae Parker, Marlon Mack, Justin Tucker, Michael Crabtree, Jamison Crowder, Matt Bryant, Deion Lewis, Corey Davis, Royce Freeman, Carlos Hyde, Denver's defense, Burkhead, Julian Edelman, Tarik Cohen to the Puma, Nelson Aguilar, Latavius Murray, and the Puma took
Daddy, help me, Daddy.
Okay. Sorry, everybody. Got to help my daughter. There you go. Not just a fantastic podcaster, but I'm also a slightly above average dad. So, round 11. Latavius Murray, Houston defense, to the Puma. Chris Hogan, Pierre Garcon, Will Lutz, Let me see who the Pumas got here. I'm up next, by the way, but let's see what he's got going on. So I think he has two defenses. He does, which is, seems kind of surprising that he would have two. I don't quite get that. But yeah, he's got Wilson, Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, receivers I'm not a big fan of. Gurley and LeSean McCoy. He loves McCoy. He's a Buffalo fan. Kyle Rudolph, Devontae Freeman. These are all standard Puma guys. Rams defense starting. Jordy Nelson, Tarik Cohen, and Houston. Jordy Nelson and Tarik Cohen are guys that I really like. And he obviously took them to stick it to me. But whatever. I think I'm going to go with Goff, to be honest with you. He's the last really good quarterback on this list. I mean, Luck is there. Normally, I would think about Carr, but he's already gone, so I'll take Goff. Goff's my starter. And in receiver, I should have taken Fuller. Now he's going to be gone. I didn't realize Will Fuller was still there. I should have taken Will Fuller. There he goes. The next pick. Sometimes it really just is comical, the way my players get taken in front of me. Marquise Goodwin, put him on the list now, I guess. Martavis Bryant, Kelvin Benjamin, DJ Moore, Hearns, put him on the list. Yeah, there's just not a lot. Not a lot left down here. Just not a lot. Who else we got overall? Any running backs left? Chubb. Kerryon. Jamal Williams. I think Jamal Williams. You've reached the maximum number of players you can draft for this position. So I obviously have found out how many running backs you can take in a draft, because I can't take any more. That's absurd. Come on, Yahoo, really? Man, oh man. What kickers are left? No, who cares what kicker? Let's take a receiver. Sammy Watkins is there. I can't take any of these running backs. Get them off my little list here to sort out who we got in my wide receiver list. Marquise Goodwin, that's who we're taking. Welcome to the list. And if you could see right now, my daughter just put her Teddy in her little rocking chair, and she's rocking Teddy back and forth. So that is absolutely adorable. A little bit of adorableness in the middle of this bleak period of the draft. I still need a kicker. I'll fill out my team, so I will take a kicker in this draft. Four more spots left, so I will take a kicker, and I got three more players to take. I'll probably take Kittle if he's still there, because I want to stick it to Puma. That's his sleeper tight end. So if Puma passes on him the next two rounds, I'm going to take him. I bet you he doesn't. I bet you the Puma takes Kittle. And I was wrong. It's not just one teddy bear. Both her teddy bears are in the rocking chair. So it is double cute. Other than that, that's who we're looking for. Maybe I'll take Roethlisberger if he's still there as another quarterback. I mean, down here in the bottom of the draft, I don't have any problem taking quarterbacks at the bottom of the draft. But unlike where you pick, you know, Aaron Rodgers or Deshaun Watson, where you're just taking one guy and maybe a backup in the last round, or maybe not at all. So I wouldn't take one at all if I take one of them guys. Down here in the bottom of the draft, if my quarterback play is a little bit suspect, I'm taking two of them and hoping one emerges. Same with receivers or running backs. I mean, if I'm stuck taking two guys that are kind of middling or guys with upside, I'm not going to bet the farm on one of them. I'm going to take two guys and hope one of them can emerge. If both of them does, then great. Then I'll trade one of them. But I'm going to take two and hope that I can get, you know, great production out of one of them at least. So if Roethlisberger's there, I may go with Roethlisberger, because he is still a highly ranked quarterback, and Mahomes as well. So if one of those two guys are still there, I'm taking them on the way back, along with Kittle. So we'll see how it goes. Let's see what's going on here in the draft. What do we missed here? So let's start with round 12. New England's defense, Emmanuel Sanders, Chris Thompson, Marquise Goodwin, Harrison Butker, my kicker. It's a guy I usually take. Robbie Anderson, CJ Anderson. CJ Anderson is a sneaky pick this late, because he could have like 7 to 8 touchdowns. And do better than James Stewart, because James Stewart was terrible. Sammy Watkins, Andrew Luck, another sneaky pick at the late. Oh, yeah, Puma took him. Of course he did. Vernon Davis, tight end. I mean, could be all right. Maybe. LeGarrette Blount. I don't have much. LeGarrette Blount, I don't know how he has anything left in the tank. And Jake Elliott to the Puma. Nice job getting a kicker. So really, my next couple picks here, I'm looking at a quarterback. either Mahomes or Roethlisberger, whoever's still there, and then Kittle. So we'll see how that works out. We have four picks left. Let me look at my overall draft here and start making some statements. We had probably the worst pick I've ever seen in Cam Newton in round two. We followed that up with maybe the worst pick I've ever seen with Marshawn Lynch at the end of round two. Both of those picks were horrible. Mahomes and Roethlisberger just got taken. Unbelievable. These guys just want to stick it to me. They really want to just stick it right in my face that I have a quarterback that is so-so. Well, Mariota's going to be the guy I take, but I'm not taking him now. Well, should I take him now? I am going to take. He's the best one of the bunch, and I'm not going to get stuck with Keenum. I am going to take Mariota. And then who's left? I have a defense already. Maybe I'll take a kicker. I mean, Dan Bailey wasn't great last year. I'll take Prater. Oh, Kittle just got taken. Maybe I'll take my kicker next. Let's see. Where am I at here? I still need a kicker, and I have two more. Kicker and one more spot. So if I take my kicker now, I will take my kicker now, actually. Just because they're all going to go in the last round. Anybody who doesn't have a kicker is going to take them in the last round. So I am going to take... there goes Dan Bailey. So I'm going to take Prater. Because Prater is got a leg like a cannon. So there goes Prater. We got one pick left. And let's see how that goes. And Phil just said, good luck, everyone, with your league this year. So thanks, Phil. Good luck to you, too. I hope you do well. I have one pick left. Actually, I hope you do better than Puma, not as good as me. That's the goal. Beat the Puma. Don't beat me. Some decent receivers left. Martavis Bryant, Kelvin Benjamin, DJ Moore, Allen Hurns. I'm probably going to go with Benjamin. He should be the number one guy in Buffalo because Buffalo has terrible receivers. I'm up in five picks. Kickers are going. And then we can close this draft out. So round, where are we at here? Let's go down to the list. Round 14. We got Nick Chubb, Dan Bailey, Jameis Winston. I'm not sure why. Matt Prater to me. Tennessee, Isaiah Crowell, O.J. Howard, Bilal Powell, Sterling Shepard to the Puma, Pittsburgh defense, Ryan Succop, Tyler Eifert to the Puma, Dak Prescott, Seattle defense, Eric Ebron. I am next. I'm taking one of these receivers. Assuming they make it this far. Well, there's three of them left, and that can't possibly happen that all three get taken in one spot. I'm going to take Benjamin because I think he has the most upside of all of them, even though I don't really like him. But a number one receiver that late is pretty good. My team is complete. Let's go over the first, like, say, five rounds and point out the best and worst picks of each round. I like doing that. To round one, Le'Veon Bell, Todd Gurley, Antonio Brown, David Johnson, Ezekiel Elliott, Alvin Kamara, Saquon Barkley, DeAndre Hopkins, Melvin Gordon, Kareem Hunt. Best pick in that round is probably going to be, I'd say, Al at pick 10, getting Kareem Hunt. It's pretty solid. Or Gurley going number two. Those are both the best picks. The worst pick is probably, I don't know. It's hard to say in the first round. Maybe Antonio Brown going third, but really you can't really argue with any of that. Maybe Gordon going ninth ahead of Hunt. That's probably the worst pick, is Gordon going ninth. Round two, Julio Jones, Dalvin Cook, Odell Beckham, Leonard Fournette, Cam Newton, Michael Thomas, Keenan Allen, A.J. Green, LeSean McCoy, Marshawn Lynch. Where do we begin? The worst picks, obviously, Cam and Marshawn. Those are ridiculous. I think the best pick in that round is probably me with Fournette at 14, the last first rounder. Round three, Adam Thielen, Devonta Freeman, Tyreek Hill, Devontae Adams, Doug Baldwin, Christian McCaffrey, Rob Gronkowski, Mike Evans, Travis Kelce, and Jordan Howard. The best pick in that round... probably Devontae Adams at 24. That definitely was the best pick. Devontae Adams at 24. The worst pick is probably going to be, it's hard to say. I would say Mike Evans at 28 just because he's terrible, or Jordan Howard at 30. Round four, Aaron Rodgers, Jarrett McKinnon, Zach Ertz, Stephon Diggs, Alshon Jeffrey, Kenyon Drake, Josh Gordon, Tom Brady, Demaryius Thomas, Amari Cooper. I think the best pick in that round is probably Cooper at 40. I mean, that's really solid. Drake at 36 is a good pick. Diggs at 34 is a good pick. The worst pick, probably Josh Gordon at 37. And round 5, Derek Carr, Russell Wilson, Jimmy Graham, Joe Mixon, Deshaun Watson, Juju, Rashad Penny, Darius Geis, T.Y. Hilton, Evan Engram. Worst pick, obviously Carr by a mile. Best pick, maybe Wilson at 42, but he passed on Watson. So really, Watson at 45 was probably one of the best picks. Penny at 47 was a great pick by me. Engram at 50 was also a great pick. Let me look over my team here and give you my grade. Jared Goff, Stephon Diggs, Devin Funchess, Saquon Barkley, Leonard Fournette, Rob Gronkowski, Rashad Penny, Matt Prater, Jacksonville defense, Ajay, Mack, Freeman, Goodwin, Mariota, and Benjamin on the bench. This is probably an 88 out of 100. I think my receivers are a little bit light. My quarterback's a little bit light, but my running backs are extraordinarily strong. And we look at the Pumas team. Russell Wilson, Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, Gurley, McCoy, Kyle Rudolph, Devonta Freeman, Jake Elliott, and the Rams defense. On the bench, Jordy, Tarik Cohen, Houston, Andrew Luck, Sterling Shepard, Tyler Eifert. And this team's probably also like an 88, 85. I think Tate and Thomas are a little bit light. That's pretty good. Maybe a 90. Pretty good team. So that's where we are. That was the end of the first annual Average Joe's Listener Draft. Again, you can email me at avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. avgjoesfantasy@yahoo.com. And, hey, you know what? Maybe if we get enough people interested, we can have another one of these before the season starts. But there we go. Good luck, everybody. Thanks for joining. Average Joe's out.